This is Wade Rathkruth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President-elect Trump holds stock in the company building the disputed Dakota Access oil pipeline, which opponents believe could impact his decisions on the project. According to the American Cancer Society, your chances of getting cancer are greater if you live in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or New Hampshire, but you're more likely to die of cancer if you live in West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, or Oklahoma, all in the top 10 poorest states by median household income. African Americans have the highest death rate and shortest survival rate from cancer. In 2012, Black American men were 25% more likely than white men to die of cancer, and for Black women, 14% higher than white women. Trump, in a tweet without any evidence or information, now claims that millions of votes were cast illegally and that he actually won the popular vote, even while trailing Clinton by almost 2 million at this point. Former detainees have filed suit against two psychologists in an effort in U.S. courts to hold them accountable for CIA-sanctioned torture. 54 public television stations in 18 states and the District of Columbia have applied to participate in the FCC's auction of airwaves for cash. England's Football Association has begun an investigation of sexual abuse of boys who came through the country's soccer development system. Walmart won't claw back the raises it gave entry-level managers in anticipation of the December 1st implementation, now delayed, of the Labor Department's overtime rule. The 70,000-person city of Flagstaff went farther than the state of Arizona on its own ballot initiative. It'll raise the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2021. In addition, the measure mandates that Flagstaff's minimum stay $2 ahead of the state minimum forever. Seattle has issued proposed rules governing which app-based taxi drivers could vote to unionize, drawing rebukes from both Uber and Lyft. The draft rules allow for drivers with at least 52 rides over a three-month period to vote in a potential union election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.